Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Dallimore, and I am so excited to be with you today. Today, we've got a special guest, Simon Severino. And let me tell you a little bit about him and what he's doing. Simon helps business owners in the SaaS and services industry discover how to be able to run their company more efficiently, which results in sales that soar. He created the Strategy Sprints method that doubles revenue in 90 days by getting owners out of the weeds, something we all need. Simon is the CEO and founder of Strategy Sprints, which is a global team of certified strategy sprint coaches, which offers a customized strategy to help clients gain market share and work in weekly sprints, which results in fast execution. He is also a Forbes Business Council member, a contributor to the Entrepreneur magazine, and a member of Duke Corporate Education. Simon, it is so good to have you on the show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Darren. Hey, everybody. Excited to be here.
Well, that's quite the intro, and I'm really excited, Simon, to dive into some of this stuff that you've got going on. I think, first of all, the biggest thing we need to talk about is we're in a little bit of a time difference here. You're joining us from Austria. Is that correct?
Vienna, Austria. Yes.
Yes. So it's morning here where I'm at, and it is 4 p.m. where you're at. So it's kind of fun that technology makes this all possible, that we can be together. And so we got to love Zoom when it's working, and technology is really awesome. So Simon, I want to dive into this idea of this sprints that you've got going on, this strategy sprints. But first, let's back up a little bit. One of the things we like to do on our show is to get a little history of kind of what motivated you to start this. What kind of was the background of strategy sprints? What got you to this point? Can you share that with us?
I am doing the same thing since now 20 years, which is coaching people on how to run their company. I've done this with the big brands, and then I went smaller and smaller, because when I started my own business, I was a small business owner, and I realized I need the tools for the small businesses. I didn't find them easily, so I built them for myself. And then bit by bit, people were asking, hey, can I have that spreadsheet? Can I have that doc? And I said, sure. And bit by bit, this became our templates. And now we have 274 templates on how to run a small business. And that's the Strategy Sprints method. And I am also not alone anymore. I am onboarding people every week. So we are in every time zone now, and we are helping many thousands of people run their business easier and run it effectively, which right now is important.
Yes, very important. And I want to dive into that a little bit. These sprints you talk about, these spreadsheets, these docs, these other things. It almost seems kind of, is it kind of like a process, a way to just continually kind of do things in a method that creates efficiencies? Talk about that sprint, because the idea, you know, when people think of sprint, I think of a runner just busting it down the track. And so tell us about this sprint concept a little bit.
Yeah, it comes really from running, because when you train for a sprint, you have this concept of an intense burst around what matters and then letting it loose, which is where the muscles get built and where you regenerate. And the whole cycle is a sprint cycle. And so we do the same for businesses. What are the key things that you really need to move forward? Let's intensively move this forward. And the rest, let's not do it. That's regeneration. That's when you play with your kids, with your dog, with your friends, because that's also important when running a business, that you have freedom and breathing room and breathing space. This is really important and sometimes forgotten. Business owners work too much. That's why we have three habits, three simple habits: a daily, a weekly, and a monthly. And that's the Strategy Sprints method. The daily habit is to write down how you spend your time and to identify your time wasters. Everybody has them. The weekly habit is to get all your numbers reported. Every 7 days, you get your marketing numbers, your operations numbers, your sales numbers, so that you decide based on data and not based on a narrative or fantasy land. And every month, we check the so-called strategy and positioning. Are we doing the right thing at the right price, the right way, in the right channel, there where the people meet that we want to serve? These are the three main habits: daily habit, weekly habit, monthly habit. They sound so simple, and they are, but if you do them every day and every week, your business runs easily. You can fire yourself from the business. It will run soon, self-adapted and self-steering, like my business is running. And also, it's fun to run it this way because you have control over the few things that you can control, and you don't try to control the rest.
Like that. You know, and we mentioned in your intro, you mentioned helping owners get out of the weeds. And that sounds like what this philosophy, this method, the strategy sprints method is all about, is helping people get out of the weeds of doing things. Because as entrepreneurs, and you know this, you said you started a business, small business, you know that as a small business owner, it is a struggle to get everything done because there's so much to do. And oftentimes we spend a lot of times doing things that are just unproductive, not profitable. We get stuck in the weeds. And so I love this concept that, I mean, you talk about a daily, a weekly, and a monthly, basically a focus that you're on. And it's just a way to keep your focus on things that really matter the most. And does that sound right, Simon? Is that the right way to look at this?
Yeah, do a few things that really matter and do them well and finish them. That's the sprint philosophy. And that has parallels in how you train when you're an athlete, and that we translated into how to run a business. So what are the daily, weekly, and monthly things that really matter? And let's do them well, so well that our clients will be happy, that they will bring more people, that our offer is irresistible, and that we are immune to competition because we don't want to discuss prices. We don't want to be compared with a lot of people. We want just to do good work and have the right clients find us and ask us for work. And that's the right positioning.
Yeah. Now you mentioned, I mean, we talk about you, this is, you work with a lot of people in the SaaS and services industry, but as I'm hearing you, this really can apply to about anybody in any business that is a new entrepreneur, because that's what our audience is. Those that are listening to us today are a lot of entrepreneurs across different industries. But this really can be a concept that they can apply in their business, even if they're not in one of these industries, correct?
Yeah, the three things that we discussed right now, they are general for every business. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to have a sprint coach for 90 days that guarantees that you double your revenue in 90 days, then we accept only service businesses, consultancy, marketing agencies, and SaaS businesses, because this is where we are number one. And this is where we can guarantee doubling the revenue in 90 days. But what we are sharing right now, every day, to check how you spend your time and to ask yourself two questions on how you can improve it. What should you delegate more? And what should you do less? Every week, getting the right numbers, and every month, checking if you are still doing the right thing at the right price for the right people. That is probably helpful to everybody out there.
Yeah. You mentioned something here, delegating. I want to talk about that because that's a hard thing for people to do, is to delegate. Why is it so hard? I guess the first question in your experience, why do you see people maybe resist that? And then let's talk about why it's so important. Why do you need to delegate?
It's interesting. We discussed today in the Monday meeting where all coaches come together, we discuss all the clients. And we were discussing one client who does $1 million turnover per year and still does not delegate. He's doing everything alone. And we were like, why doesn't he delegate? He has enough cash flow. What's the problem? And so many times when we are the expert, when we create something out of passion and it becomes our business, then we see ourselves still as the one who gets time for money. And this is a problem. This is a mindset problem. Because as you grow, as you get more and more projects, more and more clients, you have to shift from time for money to time for value, which has nothing to do with your time. And this is where you move from being a business operator to being a business owner. Otherwise, you don't run a business. The business runs you. And it will eat you alive.
Yes.
Because if you get more and more clients, you will have less and less time, less and less control. That's a bigger beast than you can fight.
Yeah.
Don't start fight. So fire yourself as soon as you can from fulfillment by teaching your impactful techniques, your method, package it, teach it somebody, and onboard them on your team.
I like that. That is something that hits home to me. In my industry, my background is in accounting. You know, we are all about billing for every minute of our time. That's time is our money. But it truly, as you say, I mean, as you get more and more clients, our ability to service them on our own is dramatically reduced. Because I don't know about you, Simon, I only have 24 hours in a day. I'm pretty sure you do in Austria as well. There's only 24 hours in a day to do stuff. And you can't do it all. You can't. And I think I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of owners, business owners that they want to do it all. They have this mindset that I'm the only one that can do it the best way. And they just bury themselves in work to the point that they just, like you said, their business controls them rather than them controlling their business. And so I love that concept.
Accounting is a great example. I pay a lot for accounting. I have an agency that does accounting for us, and I pay them much more than industry standard. And I'm happy to pay even more. Don't tell them, because I do not pay for hours of work. I don't even know how many hours they work for us, and I it's not important to me. Why I pay is to sleep well. To not have to think about certain things. And then after a couple months, I say, hey guys, you know what? I need also something more. I need something that shows me the profits first, and then the costs, and then the cash flow, something very different from a P&L. I need an entrepreneurial sprint financing report. And that doesn't exist. I want to see profits first, then costs, then cash flow. Can you build it? And they said, well, it's not our standard thing, but we will build it. And now we are business partners. They are helping me have an overview, and then they're really helping me run the business, because I run the business, but with their system, I can do this with 20 minutes per week. And I don't want the P&L every 6 months. I want my profits, costs, and cash flow numbers every 7 days. So you can become the business partner of your client, and then they are not thinking in hours anymore. They are thinking in partnership. What is it worth to me as a business owner to have a cockpit that every 7 days tells me the profits, the costs, and the cash flow? Well, that is worth a lot to me, a lot.
It's this transition from time, like you said, to value. They're providing a value to you that is what you need. It's what you want. And as you said, you're willing to pay for it, and you're not going to ask questions as you get the value. And I think that's a lot what our listeners need to understand, especially new entrepreneurs, new business owners, just getting started growing, whatever stage you're in. As Simon has said here, if there's things that you're just caught doing all the time, you feel like you're in the weeds, you need to reassess and see about pushing those things off to someone else so that you can focus on your value of what you're bringing to your company rather than all this mundane in the weeds kind of stuff. And really even check into some of this stuff that Simon's doing here for strategy sprints. Simon, I want to talk about something else here, because as I was going through some of your stuff, I want to talk about this concept, maximize your ROL. Now, I want to clarify that, return on luck. What is, okay, we hear ROI, return on investment. Okay, let's hear, I want to hear about this return on luck. What do you mean by that?
The question is, why do some companies grow so much and others don't? If you look at Bitcoin right now, it's growing at 200% 50 year. And if you look at other companies, they are growing maybe at 1%. Why? What's the difference? Why does luck land on the desk of some teams and not of other teams? This was the question that Jim Collins started to ask. And I continued that conversation and became even practical in mapping out for business owners how they can really structure their week to have luck land more on their desk and not on other teams' desk. And I'm using the scientific method that Karl Popper has developed. And if you remember, Karl Popper said that every amoeba, every single organ life has a way of validating and invalidating hypotheses. So should I go left or right? This is something that you set up an assumption for, then you do something, and then you know, oh, that was wrong. The other one is the right one. This is the way nature learns. And now when you ask me, how can Bitcoin grow 200% and another company grow 1%? The difference is that you have found the one thing that works. In that case, it's a decentralized protocol. But how do you find the one thing that works? And the scientific method says, try 50 things and measure. And then you will find the one that works for you in your context. So how can you maximize return on luck? By running 50 parallel experiments per week. This is what we do with our clients. We make these experiments small. How small can you make it? How small can you test it? How fast can you test it? So that in 3 to 4 hours, you can test an assumption and then execute on that. We do it every day. If you have kids and they are maybe 1 year old, they are crying. What to do? You set up an assumption and you test them quickly. In a couple of seconds, you test, okay, are they hungry? You show a banana, no, they are not hungry. Is it the time? You check the watch. Is it sleep? Do they need sleep? No, it's not the time. So what can it be? That's how you validate, invalidate hypotheses. And the difference between the very successful companies and the not successful companies is how many experiments can you run in parallel so that you find the one thing that works in your context.
I like that. That's a cool concept. When I saw that on the stuff I was going through, I knew I needed to ask you about that. And as you talked about it, it made me just think, you know, what I got from that is be adaptable, be willing to try things, be willing to check and test and go through a process of trying to understand a better way, if there is, of doing something, and keep testing, checking, and make sure you can get the data to see if it's working or not. And then once you find that one thing that's working and doing well, that's, you grab onto it and move. Does that sound right? Is that kind of the idea here?
Absolutely. You try out stuff, the more the better, the quicker the better, the simpler the better. And until you find the one that is working for you in your context right now. And when you have found that, then you double down on it, and then you execute, and then you focus relentlessly, and you let nothing bring you away from that focus. But first, you have to know what is working for you. And then you have to obsess about it and build it for the next 5 years. You do nothing else. That's how to run a company in a nutshell.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love that. And you double down. It's, you know, like you said, the sprinter, you exert maximum effort on that one thing that's working and you go and go. And so I love that. Simon, I want to do something because, you know, I've listened to your podcast. For those that don't know, Simon does a podcast, Strategy Sprints. It's really, really cool. You got to check it out. Some great guests on there and some different things. One of the things you ask all of your guests, I want to turn the tables on you a little bit. You ask everybody about their three books that have changed them. And I love that because, getting those books, I've written a bunch down that your guests have shared, and I want to dig into those books. I want to ask you, what's three books have made a difference in your life that have had an impact on you?
I love Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Chris was an FBI negotiator in very high-risk, high-stakes situations. And he had to learn compassion, emotional intelligence, and really emotional intelligence on steroids, because it had to work pretty quickly in a couple seconds. So he learned a lot, and he's very generous in sharing it. The audiobook is great. It's called Never Split the Difference, Chris Voss. The second one is called The Lost Art of Closing by Anthony Iannarino. Anthony has found a gap in B2B sales literature, and he has filled that really, really well. He goes through the 10 commitments that you need when closing a high-ticket B2B complex sales deal, and he walks you through the 10 commitments, and it's really good. He's a friend of mine, he's a client of mine, and this book is amazing. The third book, this was a guest on my podcast, Perry Marshall, The 80-20 Sales and Marketing, is, I think, still the best book on sales and marketing out there. It's a classic, but it's still amazing because it really is all about finding the few things that work, as we discussed right now, and doubling down on them. And Perry is super generous, an incredibly smart guy, super generous in sharing what works for him and really going on a tactical level on how you can implement it. These are three amazing books.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. I'm excited to dig into those books and check them out more. I appreciate you sharing that. And I appreciate you doing that with your podcast guests. It's always fascinating to hear the different things that they share and the books that have impacted them. And so before we end today, Simon, I do want to give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit more about Strategy Sprints, where people can find you, find out more about what you're doing, and in particular, those that are in the SaaS and service area, that if they want to check out this 90-day coaching and working with you, where can they find out more about you? How can they check you out?
Our website is strategysprints.com, and we hang out a lot in our private Facebook group. But if you say you come from Darren, I will let you in. It's Entrepreneurship in Sprints. It's a Facebook group where around 900 business owners talk every day about sales, about marketing, about running a business. And we're having fun there. We improve each other's websites. We support and challenge each other. It's a very nice community. So the Facebook group is called Entrepreneurship in Sprints. That's where I hang out. And I run a podcast every day. It's called Strategy Sprints. That's also where you can find me every day.
And it's a good one. I love it. He's had some great guests on there. It's been a lot of fun. We'll have all this information for all of you listeners in our podcast show notes so that you can check out more about Simon, more about Strategy Sprints. And then we'll have the information about how to join the private Facebook group. Just tell them you came from the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. Does that work, Simon? And you'll let them in?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Simon, this has been awesome. This has been great. You know, we call this the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast for a reason, because we feel fundamentals are an important part of running your business. And you've shared some amazing fundamental things about just, you know, daily, weekly, and monthly strategies that you need to be focused on, things that you need to be doing. As you focus on those fundamental things, it opens the door up for better success, more efficient in your business. So I love it. Simon, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Darren. It was a pleasure.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of our podcast. It was a real treat to have Simon on here. I hope you learned something from the message that he shared. And be sure to check out what he is doing, all the cool stuff that he's got going on at his website, which we have links below in our podcast show notes. Again, we'll also have a link to that private Facebook group, so you can get in there if you want to check that out, as well as a link to his podcast, the Strategy Sprints podcast. It's really neat. It's a lot of really neat things that he is sharing on there. I encourage you to go and see what he's got going on. And like I've been doing, as I've listened to his guests, I've been noting down a lot of the books that they're listing out that have impacted them, because there's tons of information out there that we can all use. So make sure you go and listen and be ready to jot down some notes on the books and other advice that these guests that Simon has on his show are sharing. Well, everyone, we appreciate you being a part of this episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to check out more about us, be sure to check us out at our website, ascent101.com, link below. Make sure you click on that, because that'll direct you to our website and you will see all the neat stuff we are doing, especially for you new entrepreneurs, those that are looking to start their business, maybe not quite sure where to go. Well, we've got an offering for you, a course that will help you make that process simpler, easier, and it'll give you clear steps that you need to be taking. It's our startup business. It's our business startup blueprint course. So make sure you check it out. It is awesome. It'll go through everything you need to know to get your business started the right way and on the right foundation. Because as they say, about 8 in 10 businesses fail within the first year. We don't like that statistic. We want to change that. And that's part of why we've got this course, to make sure that you're starting your business the right way. So check it out. And we'll have a link to that. It's at startupempowered.com. That's our business startup blueprint course. So make sure you check that out. And also go to our Facebook and Instagram pages. We've got a lot of neat stuff being posted there, a lot of information, especially on a new project that Danielle and I are working on. We're super excited about this. We can't wait to roll it out in the next few months. So make sure you keep tuning in to our Facebook and Instagram pages, because we'll have updates. So make sure you check it out. And then if you have questions, be sure to ask us. And you can do that by sending questions to our email, which is at everydayjoe@ascent101.com. Again, everydayjoe@ascent101.com. You'll find a link below. So make sure you go and send your questions, or who you would like us to have on our show. We'd love to know. This is for you. This is why we're doing it. It's for you, our listeners. So be sure to let us know what you want to hear. And you can do that by sending information to that email. Well, everyone, until next time, we want to wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.